don't know for sure. I think it's that there were no vibrations beneath us. Stone floors would carry them up from the ground. If we were at the center of a vill and we were on a stone floor like that, when we were left in silence, we'd pick up something of what was going on outside. We do all the time. I guess it's just that we don't notice it. But whatever there may have been was killed off, and the only way that could happen...
was if we were, perhaps, elevated in some way. A good point, my dear girl. But what if there was nothing because there were cellars beneath us? What if that is where we are heading?
Then we head up again. If we keep going up from this point, then we're stuck on the roof of this damn place.
Very well. Down it is.
The corridor ahead was clear, and shortly they came to another locked door.
You think you can crack this one quicker?
My dear girl, the secret is all in the cipher, and I do believe I have divined the code on which it is based. Only a theory, but time to test it.
Doc stood in front of the jumble of red, black, and white stones that made up the grid, and theatrically cracked his knuckles. There had always been a little of the ham actor in Theophilus Tanner, and even now it was a hard habit to break. Slowly, he maneuvered the grid, explaining his theory of binary and tertiary codes as he moved each line. Within a matter of seconds, the lock mechanism opened.
Gaia, damn it, it was really that easy?
Things are always that easy when you finally work them out.
Odyssey stood on the other side. He looked as though he had been expecting them, and failed to hide his amusement at the expressions on their faces.
Do not be too surprised. I have had to withdraw my guards to divert the manpower to the labyrinth. We are, as you know, under attack. The size of the force is unknown, but I have my men waiting. Anyone who can make it through the labyrinth will walk, or stumble more likely, into the waiting arms of my nightcrawlers. Of course, this means that the inner temple has been left unguarded. I suspected that Dr. Tanner would be able to solve the puzzle of the locks eventually, but I did not reckon on his speed. I was returning to attend to you when I heard the movement behind this door. They are thick stones, but not so thick as to preclude all sounds, particularly when the rest of the temple is deserted. I thought it would be interesting to wait, to see how long it took for you to work the individual combination for this door. Not very long at all. I am impressed.
So glad that we've entertained you. But we really can't stand around here all day listening to you tell us how clever we are, or how you are, come to that. We've got things to do.
You have. It's just that they may not be the things you were expecting.
And what do you mean by that, exactly?
You'll come with me now.
Odyssey turned his back on them and began to walk away.
I didn't have you down as a triple stoop. You don't have your sec to back you up now. You're a stocky guy, but I don't figure you do much fighting. You don't look like you've got a blaster on you. Okay, so we haven't, but there are two of us. And even if you could match Doc, there's no way you could match me.
Odyssey turned to face them, a slow smile spreading across his features.
Do you really think that I need physical prowess to make you do as I wish? If that were the case, I could have had you put in chains from the moment that you arrived, so that there was no chance of your escape. I'm disappointed that you think so little of me. Perhaps you are not the people I took you for. But no matter. It is too late for that now.
Words. I've had enough of them from you. We've got people who need us.
Christy began to move threateningly toward Odyssey. Doc moved to follow her, but something made him hold back.
Christy, don't look at him!
But it was too late. Her eyes were fixed on the figure ahead. Suddenly, her limbs became leaden, and her head fogged over. She couldn't tear her vision away from him. She realized too late why Doc had suddenly implored her to look away. If only she had caught on a few seconds earlier.
Shit.
Ugh. As Christy collapsed, Doc stood paralyzed. Perhaps if he tried to rush Odyssey, the Atlantean leader would divert his attention, and Christy would be able to recover. But then he himself would fall prey to the man's powers. And if both he and Christy were rendered inactive...
You cannot make up your mind what to do? That wouldn't be the first time, would it? You think I don't know from the questions you ask that you want to learn more? You think that I don't know from my intelligence sources that you have other priorities than those of your traveling companions? You think that I don't know you have been faking the amount of time it has taken you to unlock these doors? By the souls of the travelers, man, it is a simple code for one such as yourself. You knew it as soon as you were through the first door. Indeed, I believe you knew it the first time that I saw you. You think that I wasn't aware when letting myself into my own chamber that the lock had been tampered with just one color left out of place? You want to join with me. You want to know more.
No, I am not alone, and I do not act alone.
He made a run at Odyssey, but it was too late. As Doc put his first foot forward, he found his eyes drawn inexorably to those of the Atlantean leader.
This is the place I wanted you to see earlier. It is quite splendid, is it not? I always thought that this would be where I would really know for sure if I was the chosen one, or just another in the long line of those who have waited for the time when we will be returned to our rightful home.
Odyssey's honeyed tones lulled Doc back from the deep black of his sleep. It was uncommonly rare for the old man not to be troubled in his rest, and as his head started to clear and the voice filled his ears, the mellifluous tones beginning to make sense, Doc realized that it was highly unlikely that he had been doing anything as simple as taking a nap. All was beginning to become clear now. Hypnosis had to be involved. However, it did beg the question of how the Nightcrawlers learned the art. If they possessed it, then it put them in a position of great power, particularly if they were able to practice it with such ease. Doc knew a little about hypnotism. Mesmerism, it had been called back in the days when he had first heard of it, long before the series of nightmares had begun. The ability to cloud minds and bend them to one's will. It wasn't a simple skill to develop to a degree where you had anything that could be called mastery, and there were schools of thought that stated it was impossible to make a person do something that, deep within, was against his or her will. Perhaps that would be true if the hypnotist was a normal man or woman. But what if there was some kind of mutie strain that ran through the Villa of Atlantis, making it possible for them to practice these arts to a hitherto unseen degree? Certainly it would explain the power with which Odyssey had been able to subdue both himself and Christie. Well, who would have thought? All it took to knock some sense into Doc was to brainwash him with a quick fix of hypnotism. He couldn't believe it. The voices in his head, the inner conflict, had seemingly disappeared. Doc flexed his limbs experimentally. He couldn't feel them. They weren't just numbed or bound. It was as though they no longer existed. He tried to twist his head, but it wouldn't respond. He knew that he was breathing, but when he took deeply from the air, he could feel it in his sinuses, but nothing from the neck down. This was truly alarming. He had either been drugged, or a powerful post-hypnotic suggestion had been implanted that wouldn't allow him to move in any way. He opened his mouth to speak, but his vocal cords, like everything else, were paralyzed.
Come now, my dear doctor. You didn't think that I would allow you the luxury of speech to rant and shout at me over what I have to tell you, did you? Please, I know you are now awake, and as aware as you will ever be. Do not delay the inevitable, or attempt to play games with me. Open your eyes, for sight is all you have now.
Doc opened his eyes, blinking at the light. He was able to move his eyes, if not his skull, and so could take in much of the chamber in which he and Christie now found themselves. It was a stone room, much like the others, except that it was decorated in colors other than the red, white, and black he had come to expect. On the walls were hangings in crimson, purple, and a rich deep blue. They were embroidered with scenes of tantric sex magic and human sacrifice. Other hangings in greens and yellows depicted the cycle of nature and showed old pagan gods. Something for everyone, and an indication of the haphazard way in which the founders of this ville had cobbled together their philosophies. More importantly, Odyssey was in Doc's line of sight, standing in front of a stone slab. There was someone lying on it, and from the flash of Titian hair at one end, he could tell that it was Christie. She was as immobile as himself, and he guessed that whatever had been done to him had also been inflicted upon her. She was covered with a long white tunic, similar to the ones worn by the women of Memphis, and she wasn't bound in any manner. Odyssey smiled as Doc's eyes flickered around the chamber.
This is what I wanted you to see. It reveals the inner truth of our society. And I feel that you may possibly be the only man I have ever or will ever meet who would be able to comprehend the import of what this means. You have already seen the Temple of the Elders that houses so much of the material from which our history is made. That is the history that everyone in Atlantis is taught from their birth until their death. But it isn't all. Every society is built upon those things that are seen and known, and those that are hidden, the real secrets of power. I promised you that I would make you privy to these, and so I shall. For here is where the real truths lay. The lost continent of Atlantis endured, not just in those who were taken into the skies, and not just in those who stayed beneath the earth, neither in their descendants who founded this ville. No, the lost continent endured in its ideas and thoughts, which inform the occult lore and philosophies of all humankind. Our home and our people were the end result of those ideas, and we encompass them all. We are the final result of humankind, the ones for whom everything that has come before has been nothing more than a rehearsal. Even this physical shell we inhabit is nothing more than a shabby anteroom to the glorious palace we shall attain. None but my predecessors, and now you, have known that the ideas that our people are taught to reject are in fact a part of ourselves. But the people are simple and wouldn't comprehend the totality of such things.
It wasn't the first time that the notion of a people misunderstanding a totality had been put to him. And like then, this was about keeping people in the dark to give the few power over them. Odyssey's braying lecture was beginning to irritate Doc, but as he was paralyzed, he had no choice but to keep listening.
All things are as one. All knowledge and occult power is gathered within this place. The time of alignment is near, and to be sent someone with the knowledge and the power is a sign that I am to be the Odyssey who will lead my people to the promised land beyond the stars. The new vessel is almost complete, and the people will gather to be taken by the travelers in their vessel of light. In order to boost our power, our signal to them that we are ready, I will send them a sign.
If Doc had been able to speak, it wouldn't have mattered. He would have been rendered speechless by the realization of what was going on. The secrets that he had hoped for, had put faith in, and betrayed his companions for, were nothing more than a bunch of old occult superstitions and spurious gods. And if he wasn't wrong, then the madman proposed to sacrifice Christy in some sort of absurd magic ceremony to hasten the mass slaughter of the people of Atlantis. For this was the only thing Doc could make of his rambling speech. The population would assemble in a newly built temple and await annihilation from an energy beam that would vaporize them, and so take their souls rather than their corporeal form to another place. It was nothing less than another manifestation of the kind of absurd UFO cults that had claimed so many suicides in the years before Skydark, but one that had lived on and festered rather than prospered in the ensuing decades. It was for this that Doc had given away that which was most precious to him. And he had placed Christy in this position through his own selfishness. If he could do anything to atone, he would. If he could move, he would have ripped Odyssey limb from limb. But he listened helplessly while Odyssey continued.
Your people and those from Memphis will soon be through the maze. They have no chance against my nightcrawlers. But I have a notion that it wouldn't be the first time that your compatriots have been in such a position and emerged triumphant. I cannot take chances, not when it concerns my people. I do not have the right to take such a chance. I must begin the ceremony now.
Odyssey lit cones of incense.
Exhortatione literare nun ad finem perducte sunt.
He circled the altar, anointing Christy with oils.
Atque in lingua, moresul recepta gradus academos.